Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. On this podcast, we journey together in learning how to feel healthy, look good, and plan lives we actually like in the midst of all the everyday chaos. I'm so glad you're here. And today, I'm back with my very good friend, Katie Duckett, and we are very excited. In this episode, we are talking about a brand new venture for the two of us that we're doing together and we're so pumped about. And you're going to hear all about it in this episode. We go really in-depth and we are providing more opportunities for you guys to connect with us about this opportunity, but I will let that be in the podcast. Before that, I just want to remind you that I have a brand new Instagram handle at MK Wellness and Beauty over on Instagram. I would love to connect with you over there. It is my new account that is all focused on all things beauty and wellness and really just taking up that space to not apologize for the things that I like and I want to dive more into and my favorite products and things that I'm using and my family is using. And I would love for you to come and join me over there so that we can all talk about it together. DM me, let's chat about things, ask me your questions, what would you like to see there? I would love to hear from you. So again, that is at MK Wellness and Beauty over on Instagram. But without further ado, let's just dive into this episode with Katie. We've got so much to say today. It's a super fun episode. So here we go with Katie Duckett. Welcome back, Katie.
Hi.
So we are having a bit of a first today. We are trying to record the podcast on video. Whether this video will ever be released.
Oh, no.
It's a different story. Her eyes just got very wide. But we had a meeting this morning in which we were on Zoom and we could see each other. And she was like, well, this is kind of fun. Maybe we should record the podcast like this. I was like, I've asked you about this before. And it was a hard no. So now she's in it because it was her suggestion.
Yeah, I'm growing.
You are. You wouldn't have done this however many years ago it was that you started coming on the podcast. I don't even remember. But even 6 months ago, you wouldn't have done
so.
This.
I don't think you are growing.
It's growing. It's amazing.
Setting inhibitions. Yep, I'm growing.
It's the Indiana Katie.
I guess so. Yeah.
So we are back on the show today. You're back on the show with me because we have exciting things that we're doing together that we're like excited to share. And this is where we always come to share and talk about our journeys and the new things that we have going on. And so this is our latest new thing that we're excited about, and it intersects with beauty and wellness. And so it's like, it's a really fun thing to be chatting about today.
I think so. Yeah.
And it really began with you.
Yeah, it did. When we dropped Jack off at college, one of his college roommates, I got to know, and we started like,
no, texting. You didn't get to know his roommate.
Right. His. Thank you.
That's awkward. All right.
No, I didn't. His mom. Yes. That makes this whole thing a lot better. Yeah. we got to like text, and then Marco Polo, and just, I mean, felt like God fast forwarded a friendship where like we kind of felt like we'd known each other a really long time. And that's happened a couple of times in my life. And it's just been just a real gift. Like, we're friends and we're going to figure out the rest. Like, we're going to get to know each other, but we're already friends, already here. So that was
I remember when you met her, because you messaged me like that day or the next day, and you're like, I just found a new friend. Like, I know she's going to be a friend. And you were just so excited about meeting her. And you have so much of the same history with like nursing and all that kind of thing. It was like, it was such a great fit.
It really was. And we had some interesting conversations about both our boys are athletes at the college and how we're, we've been managing their caloric intake and nutrient density. That's been like my full-time job for a while now. And now I'm leaving him. And it's such a weird feeling to not really know what he's eating or how, this is by God's design, and it's not a bad thing, but it's a weird thing to be letting go. So we were just kind of talking about that, and she was sharing that she feels pretty confident because she's leaving him with some really good protein powders and different supplements and things. And so she just was sharing that with me. And I was curious. I was definitely curious about, what was working, but it was all just very natural. And then a few weeks later, she was flying to LA, and it sounded more like for a girls' weekend than a conference, but it turns out it was a conference for the company that she works for called Monate. And so we just started kind of talking about it. To be honest, I was very intrigued about the girls' weekend. I was like, wait, you're going to do what? You have a red carpet?
Flying across the country?
What's your dress look like? Like, that always was pretty fun information. And she was telling me that she's a team leader and she has people from all over the country that were going to meet there. And she was just really looking forward to it. And she ended up paying for the Wi-Fi on the plane. And we just kept talking. And like, we had both of us had this just rare concentrated opportunity to really talk. Most of our conversing has been like more sporadic, just when it worked out. But this was like sort of at the same time. And so I just kept asking questions and she kept giving me really intriguing answers. And I think the fact that both of us have been nurses added like a layer of intrigue for me because she's still in the functional medicine world, and this dovetailed really beautifully. And so I was just so curious. And okay, so one thing leads to another. And during the course of this flight, I ended up signing up. And it was incredibly spontaneous and sort of a shock to my system.
Because that is not like you. You usually are
You
thinking
guys
through
know.
everything, researching it, running it by Scott, talking to me about it.
So this just, it was really crazy. It just was so spontaneous, and it felt very, I just felt an assurance. I just felt like, take the step. And when I talked to Scott later, I was a little bit nervous, but he's like, yeah, that's right. It's right. He kind of confirmed that. So that was exciting. And then, I was sort of a part of this new world and I really didn't know much about it yet. But that's also been an exciting part of the process, is to sort of learn to go backwards and learn more about the products and that kind of thing.
And I do want to do a little plug of what else did Scott say to you if you were joining?
Oh yeah, he said to bring Mackenzie with me. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. That's a key part of this conversation.
Key part of the story. It is a key part of the story. Yes, he thinks that we work really well together and like fill each other's gaps and just are effective together. So that was encouraging to hear for both of us.
Yeah, for sure. It was like, it made me feel like, oh, Scott thinks I bring value. Like,
Yes, you bring
it
value.
was nice. Like, yeah, do it, but bring her along. And because we have such a long history now, like we were just talking about this morning, we've known each other for like 14 and a half years. And we've not been as close as we are now for that long, but we've been as close as we are now for quite a while. And even throughout all of those years, we've had so many different instances of really working together. We call it synergistically. Like, whether it was back in the homeschooling days of you were so good at pulling together all the content and I was showing you how to pull it together into a plan. And like, we've always had these places that we fill for each other that the other one is better at. And I think I like logistically am pretty good with that kind of thing and like being able to show up in social media spaces and like all of that kind of thing where you're so good at the relational part of things. And so coming into an opportunity like this just felt like it felt natural that we would do it together because I think we both have our own ventures and there's other things that, I mean, let's just put it out on the table. Yeah, we're talking about an MLM. We're talking about a multi-level marketing company. And I've tried them before. You guys have heard me talk about Beauty Counter, and you've heard me talk about ASEA and different things like that. But I feel like this opportunity feels different for a lot of reasons. And we're going to talk about that today in today's episode, but we want to be really upfront. If you're hearing this and you hear like MLM, I listen to other podcasts that are so negative about it. And, you know, everybody has an opinion of MLMs, and I get it. Like, I understand why there is that stigma, because nobody wants to be cold called from somebody they went to high school with 20 years ago and they haven't heard from since. And like, there is that certain stigma that MLMs have. Mm-hmm. But there doesn't also have to be. I feel like if you do it the right way, if you're not trying to sell people on things, if you're just genuinely sharing from your enthusiasm about a product and an opportunity, it doesn't have to be salesy. And so I think right off the bat here, as we are talking about this and we're talking about this journey that we are on and what we're excited about, that is something we really want you guys as the listeners to know. We're not trying to sell anybody on anything, but we are really excited about something that we want to talk about and tell you why we're excited. Because there are going to be a lot of you out there who aren't interested, who maybe want to turn off the podcast right now because you're like, I don't want to hear about another MLM. And that's fine. Like, maybe this isn't for you. But if you do keep listening and you start, you know, just kind of going like, I don't know, like maybe I'm interested in these products specifically, or maybe I'm interested in this opportunity. Like, maybe this is for you, because this is something that I wouldn't have necessarily stepped into right now if Katie hadn't started sharing about it with me and why she was excited about it. And now I'm like, I'm full send. I'm like completely in, because I see what it could do for my family, what it could do for us health-wise and beauty-wise and like all of those things. And I also think, and we've kind of talked about this on the podcast lately, but Katie and I are both in a place, I think, where it's like, we don't want to apologize for the things that we like anymore. That's like a lot of why I started this whole new Instagram feed, which I started before I even knew I was going to be doing Monate. It was really just wanting a space where I could be unapologetic about the things that I like and that I'm excited about and I want to share about and I want to talk about. And my new Instagram feed isn't just going to be like all Monate, you know, that's not what it is. It's going to be all kinds of different beauty things. But this is playing a big part in that, and I don't want to have to apologize for liking what I like or being impressed with this product line that happens to be a part of an MLM.
Yeah. Well, and like, I just feel like this is an arm linking together moment of like, yeah, this is the kind of thing that doesn't have to be weird or salesy. This is like, let's band together and make a difference for our families and use products that perform and genuinely make your life better and your health better and that of your family and the people you care about. So that's how I'm approaching it, is I am really excited to have people to link arms with and to nurture that and grow that, the community part of it, and what that can do. Plus, I mean, there's just all sorts of benefits to it. I really haven't seen a downside yet. I haven't seen something where I'm like, oh, I just, that makes me kind of uncomfortable. And I think when you and I have talked about it, like the way that we're going to approach this is a little bit different than maybe other people have approached it before. And we want to take what we do really well together and like extend that and create a group and create a team. Like we want to build a team, and we don't want to apologize about that, because we're excited and it's going somewhere. And like, there's an opportunity to make impact. And if other people are feeling, you know, led by the Lord to do something different or join up with that kind of opportunity, like, we're here for it.
Ladies, fall is officially in the air. Today in the Pacific Northwest, it was a high of, I think, 61 degrees. So we have definitely turned that corner. There's that crispness and that coolness. And you know what that means? We get to get out our favorite fall clothes. And for me, that means breaking out my Jenny Kane sweaters. And to be quite honest, I actually never put them away because all through the summer, whenever I would get chilly or it'd be a cool evening, that is what I would throw on because I love these pieces. They are just those essential pieces that are beautiful, incredibly well made, so you can wear them over and over and over again without having to worry about them wearing down or getting all pilly. They have just been such beautiful, reliable pieces that I know are going to last me for years because everything is designed so intentionally. Jenny Kane believes in the art of simplicity. They focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design so you can curate a wardrobe that never goes out of style and that's so easy to style together. All of the pieces can be thrown together without a second thought. I like to pair a Jenny Kane sweater with everything from classic denim to a simple slip dress for a look that's effortless and so easy to pull together. And I get compliments every time I wear one of my Jenny Kane sweaters. They are so beautiful. And Jenny Kane is known for their super luxe yet lightweight sweaters. And trust me, they do cashmere better than anyone. I'm obsessed with the Flynn cashmere sweater. It's the perfect everyday V-neck. And the cashmere Francis polo is such a cool vintage inspired staple. And they're back in new shades, so you can find something fresh and new for this season. Plus, they now also have a stunning collection of home essentials, timeless furniture pieces, cozy throws, perfectly curated decor, and the most incredible candles. And they've even got a rewards program where you can earn up to 10% back with every purchase, and joining is completely free. So find your forever pieces at jennykane.com. My listeners get 15% off your first order when you use the code LIVEWELL15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at JennyKane.com, promo code live well. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. Yeah. And I think that we're going to talk about the products today and like why we're specifically excited about these products and this company, because I think it brings together a lot of the things that we're both passionate about and that we talk about and stuff anyway. But since we're kind of here and we're talking about this team opportunity, that was such a driving thing for me and Katie. Okay, we know that we work well together. We have this synergy. We know that we bring different things to the table. We also have seen from talking to Tammy, which is our upline, Katie's direct upline, the friend, you know, the friend's mom that she got to know. You hear about success stories all the time with MLMs and whatever, but it feels like, well, is that real? Or are those real people? Or is that stuff they're just kind of like fabricating? But this is somebody you actually know, yeah, who has been able to make a huge impact for her family.
Yeah. Yep.
And that is compelling when you're like, okay, no, I know this. I've talked to this person. I know this person and she did it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like she had this huge social media following or she, you know, like, she was just like a normal mom, mm-hmm, and she made it happen. And so I think we are coming at it from that perspective. Like, we could make this happen, mm-hmm, but not just for us. We could build a team of people that we truly invest in, that we truly bring along for this ride. And mm-hmm, I think we're really focused on right now. We want to do this right now, build kind of like this initial core team of people who are on this journey with us, because we're in the beginning stages too. And we want to bring us all together to be taking this opportunity and taking it someplace. And like something that I've been thinking about and I was sharing with you this morning is, you know, I'm coming up on the 6-year anniversary of being a single mom. And there have been so many struggles along the way and hardships and everything. And we've been getting by, but we definitely need we need a change. I've been taking on new opportunities with lashes and whatever, and this feels like another opportunity. But I've had so many other moms who were either headed towards being single moms or were newly single moms or were in it but were still struggling, who have messaged me and have asked, like, what do I do? How do I get by? How do I pay for my legal fees? How do I like make this happen? And up until now, I've really felt like I don't know. I don't really have anything to offer you. I know that what I'm doing as a voice actor is not like just what, you know, like everybody can do or has the training or the skill set, you know, whatever. Like, it's not just something I can be like, just replicate this and you'll have success and you'll be able to pay. Like, it's just not. I've not had something where I can say, this is an opportunity that I can help you and I can hold your hand and you can come, I will come alongside you and help you to be in a place where you're not struggling anymore, where you can not have to worry about paying your rent or buying food for your kids. Like, I haven't had any way to be able to do that. And so in so many ways for me, it feels like a chance to give back to those moms or any women who feel like they're, you don't have to be a single mom who's struggling. I think anyone who is like, we're all feeling that financial pressure right now. I think the inflation is insane. Just buying groceries for our families looks so much different than it did 3 years ago. Yeah. You know, my rent has gone up $300, you know, like there's just constant things that are increasing. We're all feeling that pressure and wanting that breathing room. And this is something that I can actually say, here, this is real. This is constantly creating new opportunities. It is a proven method. And if you just do it, it will grow and you will get there and you can do it with that. So you don't have to do it on your own. You're not starting from scratch. Like, we want to foster this and build this into you and be there with you on Marco Polo and in text messages and like every step of the way. We want to do it with you.
I think we're ready to really invest.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I'm coming at it from, is now we have college expenses. I have two more coming right behind. My husband works really hard and I want to help. I'm ready to help. I'm ready to do something. I have more margin and I want to utilize it. I want to utilize it well that will make an impact for my family. And I'm ready now that I'm kind of in the middle of America, middle of nowhere, I think ready for community in a different way than I have been before, and ready to lead that and not kind of wait for it to find me, but create it.
Yeah.
And that reminds me of Sally Clarkson.
Yes.
Like, she would give that, you know, that kind of bold advice about like, sometimes you have to take that step and invite somebody instead of waiting for someone to invite you. Anyway, I just feel that I am really ready to invest and nurture a group and just link arms together.
Yeah. And like, really get to know those of you who are listening to this and you're thinking like, yeah, okay, that is for me, or that could be for me. Like, you want to have that continued conversation. This next week coming up, we are going to have two different calls that we're going to do on Zoom where we want you to come on and ask your questions, and we're going to talk about it. And we want to, you don't even necessarily have to come on video. If you don't want to come on video, don't come on video. Like, you can put your questions in the chat. We just really want to connect with you guys personally. This isn't going to be some impersonal thing, because I know when you're listening to a podcast a lot and you are hearing those people all the time, but you don't necessarily feel like you have an actual connection to them. Like,
oh, that's happened for a lot of times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, aren't we best friends?
Yeah. Wait a minute. But we're saying like, this is, we actually want to get to know you. I know people so hesitate to, you know, DM people who are podcasters or whatever, because they think like, oh, I don't matter, or they don't know who I am, or, you know, I'm just one more voice in the crowd, or like, no, you actually do matter. You matter to us. We want to get to know you. We want to invest in you. We want you to be a part of a team and a community that is going to offer you friendship and guidance and a business opportunity and something that can be really impactful for your life. I mean, like you were telling me this morning, Katie, like when we get that imposter syndrome thing and we start getting scared about like, because it feels very vulnerable for both of us to come on this podcast and talk about this today. It feels scary in a lot of ways, but then we have to like close our eyes and think about what could our life look like? And whether it's just like, okay, we could be making more money to have that cushion, or we could have travel opportunities. Like, for all of us who've been doing this podcasting thing, or people who've been in Patreon or whatever, that we've wanted to meet in person for years, well, through Monate, we could actually have that opportunity. Like, we could actually, in the Bahamas, guys. That far exceeds any sort of like thing we ever dreamed that we would be doing together. Like, we could go on some really fun trips together and like do that as a girls group, a girls community, have this. I like the opportunities when you look at it beyond just the products, which we're going to talk about because the products are legit. It's there's so much fun and opportunity there financially, but also relationally, that I'm so excited about.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
I think that it's just, we really, when we say this, it's because we genuinely feel like this is the time, this is the opportunity for us to connect with you guys who really want to like get in there deeper, and we can do it. We can all do it together.
And I hope you guys can really hear like our heart in this, and that this isn't something we've done before. This isn't, we're not taking this lightly. We're not in any way trying to take advantage of anything. Like, we genuinely believe this to be God-led and exciting and an opportunity, and we just want to take people with us.
Yeah. And see what it can do for them. Like, we're sitting here imagining what it could do for us to make that difference in our families, but then we're like, it almost feels selfish to not share it with you guys, that we want you on board with us. We want you to have that same opportunity and be able to have that same breathing room in your life, and a whole lot of fun too, you know, because Katie and I are a barrel of laughs. So you should have been on here before we started recording.
Oh my God.
It gets wild up in here. You guys just have no idea. Oh goodness. I'll save that one for the Bahamas.
You know it.
But let's talk about the products though. Like, we're even excited about it, because it's got a lot of different things they're offering. It started as, well, I want to say this first for everybody who's confused about how to pronounce it, because we were too. We've heard Monat, like there's 1,000 different pronunciations that it could possibly be. You think it's French or like, you know, what's going on? It is from the two words modern and nature. So it's actually pronounced Monate. So there we go. Now we all know how it's pronounced. We're still messing it up all the time.
Yeah, but you're gonna still have to edit in the beginning because I said it wrong. So we're still
getting it, like building that muscle memory of what it actually sounds like. But it is Monat, and it started out as a hair care company. So shampoo, and then they evolved into like styling products and finishing products and all of that. But now, and we're gonna sit on that for a minute, but I want to say what else they have. They have expanded into a full skincare line, which you guys know I am very particular about my skincare, but they have a really robust, and as Katie is already experiencing, like really powerful skincare line. And then they also have a wellness line, which we love that because they're really coming at everything from a health perspective. So I want to say that all the products are very clean, and they're coming at it from a health perspective. So like with hair, they want your scalp to be healthy in order to produce healthy hair. It's not just like a topical thing. And so then branching into the wellness area, where they have protein and greens and apple cider vinegar gummies and all kinds of things like that, they really acknowledge that outer health of your skin and your hair is going to come from that inner place, which we both, I think, feel really passionately about. And then just when they had their conference, they also came out, they released their new skincare makeup line. And so that's a whole new thing. So they're hitting the beauty market and the wellness market from so many different angles.
And doing it very, very well.
Yes.
I think both of us have started to deep dive into the science a little bit. And I just have been so impressed at how, especially if you talk about hair, like it's, like you said, it's scalp care, but it's also follicle care. Mm-hmm. And their products don't just coat the strand, but they penetrate the shaft of the hair to clean from the inside out. So it's a fascinating process. And one thing that we've been kind of learning is that you need to understand the process because it's different than the way you've ever like washed your hair before. Mm-hmm. And you have to kind of follow along with cleansing off the, I mean, you might have to shampoo your hair 3 times that first time to really get the right suds to really then have clean hair. And I think I maybe have never had really clean hair until mm-hmm. I did this process, and it's almost been humbling to like, oh my goodness, I had no idea this is what my hair should feel like. Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating. And it's, I appreciate how they're constantly innovating with the science. They've reformulated a couple times, which I like to see in a company, that there's a humility about if things change or they're adjusting. You know, it's not just this is how we do it and this works for the people it works for. It's like, let's make it better. Let's continue to evolve. And it's only been around 10 years. So it's a young company. The amount of things that they've done in 10 years and where they're headed is very exciting.
Yeah. The amount that they've just introduced and innovated in the past 5 years, because I think it's just been in that amount of time that they've incorporated the wellness and the skincare and the makeup. So I think that's really encouraging that they're like constantly coming out with new products and making sure that they're filling all of those gaps that people bring to them. You know, it's like, I feel like their hairline is pretty robust at this point, but it didn't start there. Like they really adapted to make sure that they had things for people's needs. And I personally have been trying to find a better shampoo for a long time, because it's really hard to find a clean shampoo. Like, there is starting to be a lot more clean skincare on the market, I feel like, but hair care, it's much harder to find something that isn't just filled with a ton of fragrances, aka hormone disruptors, like that doesn't have just a bunch of silicone, because usually that's a big thing as you're switching to Monate, is the reason your hair is going to feel different, and you have to have that education to know how to use their products, is because 99% of shampoos and conditioners and hair care products have silicone in them to make your hair have that slip to it. So that's what you're used to feeling on your hair. It doesn't necessarily mean that your hair is actually healthy. It just means that you're coating it with silicone so that it has a slip to it. And so that's why as you're transitioning over to Monate products, it takes that sort of like stripping off all those old products and getting down to your actual hair that you're going to care for and repair if you have any damage from coloring or heat or whatever it is. You have to kind of go through a transitional period of using these products, because one, it's different to use than you've ever had with any other shampoo. You use a lot less product. You're really supposed to emulsify the product on your hands as you're working it into your hair. Like Katie was saying, you wash your hair a couple of times. It's a different process, and it's a very, like, they've really honed in on, okay, you do this step and then you do this step and then you do this step. And that's one of the things I think that is also really intriguing about this model for us, is like how we want to get to know people. We don't want this to be a faceless endeavor where we just post a link on social media and then people, you know, buy the product and we never actually meet them. No, we want to like actually talk to people who are interested in these products and figure out which shampoo and which conditioner is going to work best for you and your specific hair care needs, and then walk you through that process of this is how you're going to wash your hair differently, and this is what it's going to feel like and look like, and keep consulting with you to figure out how this is going to work best for you. Like, we're in it with you to help you find the products that are going to work best for you. And also skincare wise, like, same with the skincare. It's not just like, okay, yeah, go buy it. Here's my link. Go figure out what works for you. Like, no, we want to talk to you about what your hair and your skincare issues are, and then help you to figure that out.
And what I love about it is that so many of those things might stem from other issues, you know, gut mm-hmm. health. And you have an opportunity to, it's whole body. And because they're not just in hair, but they're in all these other areas of, you know, how you present yourself, you can really, you feel like you're really helping in a different way. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the right products on your hands, but also just taking care to listen and direct and redirect and figure it out. You said, it's really more of a relationship that you're building. So you're custom creating what each person needs. It's not just a one size fits all, take this and go. And, you know, there's like 90 days. Sometimes it takes to really get it right. Isn't that what she was saying this morning?
Well, it can be 90 days to get it right, but not even so much get it right. It's like, that's the period of time that your hair is going to be changing over as you are using these cleaner, healthier products that are actually trying to heal your hair and heal your scalp. Your hair is going to evolve over that 90-day period, like 6 weeks to 90 days, where the product that you start out with may not be the product you end up with when you're in more of like a maintenance place. So it really takes like that entire adjustment period. It's kind of like what Katie went through a few years ago when she started doing skincare, because that was... that was a whole process for you.
That was a whole process. And what was that called when my face like kind of, it was red and sort of angry for a while because I was actually washing it every night.
Yeah. It was I can't think of the right word, but it was sort of like a detox process that your face went through.
Yeah.
Because it had never been washed.
it's really shamefully.
Which, funny enough, is something we've recently had to readdress.
Oh my gosh, we really have. I'm still learning. I'm still in process. But well water, I knew that wasn't good for me. So my solution has been to use what was I using?
Micellar water.
Micellar water. And I was telling Mackenzie, like, water doesn't actually touch my face. And I'm really proud of that because I'm not using the water from my faucet. I'm using the micellar water. She's like, wait, so you're never really using what? You're never really washing your face. You're just washing your makeup off micellar water. I was like, yes. And I was quite proud of myself. And then I've had to make adjustments.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't care what kind of Victorian bowl and pitcher situation you need to come up with to make sure that you are washing your face, but this has got to happen.
Got to happen. And, you know, it for the better, for sure.
Yes.
And so I've been washing my face now again and incorporating some of the skincare, and it's just already had a big impact. Like, it's the Rejuvenique oil that's like their flagship product is so amazing and can go on hair or face or anything and just really make a difference. It's amazing.
Well, and we've been hearing, just because we've both been diving into the research of the products and watching the videos and figuring out like how they actually work and what's in them and what they can be used for. And especially that oil, I was really surprised. Like, I follow people online. I followed Monate people for years who use the oil. They show using it in their hair all the time, but I didn't realize it was also a skincare product. And I didn't realize, like, some of those gals were saying like, oh, we put it on bug bites. We put it on sunburns. We put it on, you know, dry hands in the winter. We put it on, like, they're like, there's 101 uses for the Rejuvenique oil, which I had no idea it was that versatile and that like healing of a product, because it's really supposed to mimic our own body's oils. And so that's why it can be so effective. It's very bioavailable.
Yeah, it's been amazing. Even just the process of putting it in my hand to like emulsify, you know, and get it ready for all the products. My hands are so soft.
Yeah.
Like, how different just my hands feel, but the products perform. And I think that's a major piece of this, is that they really work and they really can help create health and wellness in your household.
Okay, ladies, I am 3 weeks in now to using my meal plan for the month of September that I made back in August before we were headed into all the craziness of the new school season, and what a savior it has been. Thank you, Plan to Eat. Oh my goodness. To be this far into the month and not have to be thinking about what we're eating every day, I am just so grateful to my planning self and to Plan to Eat and their amazing software. And I'm especially grateful that I can repeat this menu over and over again throughout this year and save myself even more time and hassle of trying to figure out a menu plan and do all of that. And you know how it goes. It's so frustrating and overwhelming. But when we have amazing tools like Plan to Eat that do so much of the work for us, we just put in there the recipes that our family already knows and loves. I've copied so many recipes just straight off the internet. I just put the little link in and it auto-populates all the information. It even puts the cute little picture in there so I can see the meal. it's beautiful. And then I can adjust the servings. So if I want to make more for leftovers, which we're doing a lot of these days, then I just adjust it. Like I'll double the servings. That automatically adjusts my shopping list, which I always have with me on the app on my phone. So I'm never leaving a shopping list at home. It even tells me exactly what store I normally buy those products at, which is awesome. So it automatically in my shopping list is designated to either Walmart or Trader Joe's or Safeway or wherever it is that I typically buy that item. And then it's got it all in order of the store. So it's all delineated to the department that each item is in. So I'm not having to race back and forth all over the store because I forgot something that was on the bottom of my list or the top of my list or whatever. It's just all so well organized and I don't know what I would do without it. It literally saves my sanity over and over and over again. And I think it will for you too. So get in there. Give Plan to Eat a try. It is the best time when you are in fall and everything is crazy to be able to make those menu plans and then actually save them as menus so you can repeat them again and again and help yourself out. It is a gift to your future self. So go to plantoeat.com/livewell, and that's where you can get in there for 30 days for free. You could pretty much have the entire month of October to get this all figured out, see how it works for you, fall in love with it, and then you can also get your yearly subscription for 30% off at that link. And we can be friends. You can befriend me right on that little link at plantoeat.com/livewell. Then we can actually share meal plans so we can take even more work off of our plates. I'm telling you guys, I have loved it for 9 years now, and I don't see any end in sight to loving Plan to Eat. So again, go to plantoeat.com/livewell. You'll thank yourself and me come dinner time. Well, and I think a lot of times too, I think when we give kind of the side eye at MLM companies or whatever, and then you see them coming out with a lot of different kinds of products, I know sometimes I'm like, well, but are they doing a good job of those products? Like, are they just kind of like throwing something out there to be competitive in the market, but it's not like that great of a product? And so I came in even thinking like, well, I don't know how much of the wellness stuff I'm really going to be into, or like the, you know, like I have big thoughts about my skincare. It's going to take a lot to compete. But then as I actually look at the products and they will show you like all their ingredient lists and everything online, I'm like, oh no, they like have legitimate science boards behind each of these products that they're developing. And they're as cutting edge as they are with other companies that I independently look at. Like that was something even just today when I was looking at their wellness products, I was like, okay, well, let me just go look at this protein powder. Like I have my doubts or whatever, but let me look at it. And I was so surprised to see that it has like sodium and potassium in it that allows for electrolytes. It's got an entire blend of mushrooms, which you know how I feel about like my rasa and all those kinds of things. It's got this entire blend of mushrooms, which are adaptogens. They help you deal with stress. They help boost your immune system so that you're not getting like colds and flus and all of that as often. Like it's so robust. And then they also have an entire line of amino acids in this protein powder. A lot of companies like sell their aminos completely separately, and it's right in there in their protein powder. I was so impressed by the amount of science that obviously went into this that is very cutting edge things. I think of, you know, adaptogens and mushrooms and aminos and all of that as being something that has just been like a little bit more recent in like the biohacking world, but it's in there. They've put it in there and it has the research behind it. So that was very surprising and refreshing to me. Like, oh, they're legitimately doing what they say they're doing in creating these products.
Yeah. Oh, it just gets really exciting. I can't wait to keep using the product and get more and more familiar and mm-hmm. see how, like we were both talking about, we don't feel like we were coming into this with like major hair issues. I mean,
yeah,
nothing other than you've been trying to find a clean shampoo. And I've certainly had a hair journey since I got to the Midwest and the humidity, but there hasn't been like a screaming issue there. And it, for me, it's been really humbling to see like, oh, this is what my hair should feel like. This is my starting place, you know,
yeah.
Kind of changes everything. And it just opens doors to like, what will my hair be like when I really figure this out?
Well, and for me, a big one, and one of the reasons I had been looking at Mane for a while, was their dry shampoo, because it is very hard to find a dry shampoo that doesn't have butane or propylene or like all of these things that actually they're literally flammable. And like, they also are packed with fragrance and like bad for you and all that stuff. And so I had really been wanting a good dry shampoo for a while. And so that was a big driving force for me, is like, well, I do have this hair need. Like, I could definitely use a good dry shampoo. And it's like, Tammy has been talking about how she's turned stylists to Monate who were like, yeah, no, I'm not going to be into that. And then they try the dry shampoo, and just the dry shampoo alone makes them change their mind, because it's a clean product, but it really does a good job and works really well and doesn't leave a white cast. And it's like those kinds of little things that they're actually very game changing for my life.
Yeah. Well, there's such a huge product line. I feel like that moment could happen for anybody who comes looking for something or hunting for it, or between, you know, skincare, makeup, which is just so brand new, we can hardly even talk about it, except that it completely sold out within like 24 hours. They had sold 2 million units once it launched. I just went in there to look at it, and most of the lipsticks are already like sold out, and all the it hit the market hard, and people are really interested in finding makeup that can also work as skincare. And just that rejuvenique oil we were talking about is in the products, in it's in the concealer, it's in the BB cream, and it's works as makeup well, but it's also like doing really good things for your skin while it sits there. So it's fun.
Well, and they really, like they talk about in a lot of their videos, they came at the hair care from like an anti-aging perspective from a lot of the initial formulations that they were doing, because it was addressing like people losing their hair and that sort of thing. Like, they have a whole line specifically targeted for people who are experiencing hair loss, whether that's from pregnancy or age or whatever it is. They have this line that is specifically for that. And so I appreciate that they have these remedies, but they're also looking at that like for their skincare, for their skincare makeup, you know, like they're trying to think of the health of your skin plus the aging part of it, which, you know, I'm right on the cusp of 40 and you're in your 40s. Like, these are things we're wanting to be aware of. We're wanting to, you know, I hear about ladies who, as they're approaching menopause, start losing their hair and stuff all the time. And I don't want to deal with that. Like, I want to head off as many of these things as early as possible, and to have found a company and a brand that's really a focus for them is it's like, it's exciting to me. Like, I have people all the time saying things to me about my skin health and my skin care, and I want to be able to share with them from a really authentic place of products that I can really get behind. And I feel like these are those.
Yep. And I feel like being now I'm like mid 40s and knowing that there's like menopausal issues coming up, I don't know what I don't know that's in my products that could be affecting that or disrupting hormones, or, you know, there's scary stuff out there.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have like a very clean line I can trust that this isn't going to do that kind of damage, and gives me an opportunity to figure out the hormonal stuff without disrupting it or causing secondary issues or rashes or any of the other things that can come from any multitude of ingredients that are not even disclosed in a lot of the things that we use off of the shelf.
Which I appreciate about Monate, because they actually adhere to the European standards for what can go in cosmetics, because we don't actually have those standards in the US. Like, it's non-existent. They can put whatever the heck they want into your skincare, your hair care, your makeup, and they also don't have to tell you. And I know this gal who works for a surgeon who removes breast implants, and he used to have a lot more things that he did, but now that's all that he does, because he's finding all these women who are having a lot of like health issues years after getting their breast implants. And so he removes them, but part of that process is that he does a toxins panel on these women. And he's saying that the toxic panel, it's, yes, obviously from the silicone and like all of that that they're dealing with from the implants, but so much more so even just from all of the cosmetic things that we as women use. Like, we typically have much higher toxic levels than men do because we're using so many more products that are not good for us, that are just filled with these crazy chemicals and fragrances and everything. We've got such a high toxic load that is contributing to so many illnesses and different things that we are encountering, or like making aging harder and that kind of thing. And I think it's, we're at this point in our, you know, where things are at in the world and like the toxins that we are just constantly being inundated with that we can't even control. Like, whatever we can control, it's really smart to do so, and trying to get as clean of products as we can so that our bodies are less susceptible to disease and inflammation and all of those things. And this is a way to be reducing that toxic load, is by using and buying cleaner products. And for our kids, like, I'm so excited to be using these products with my kids and getting them started on it at a very early age, where they're not just coating their hair in silicone and being inundated with fragrances and all of that kind of thing. Like, I want them to have as clean of systems as possible too. And so that's like a whole other component of doing this. Like, it's not just for me, but it's for my family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And really, I mean, if you're just interested in trying some products, like, let us know. Like, it can be that.
Yeah.
This is not some big, like, scary step forward in like sales pitch. It's not like that.
Yeah.
Like,
these
are just really legit good products that we are excited about. And there's opportunity here to share them with more people and do something with that, you know, create business out of that, or just have healthy products at your fingertips, or that you can share if you hear somebody else. Both of us have been struck with that lately as we've been, you know, studying this, and these conversations have come up, and it's not crazy that somebody just randomly asked you about shampoo not too long ago. And I mean, it kind of comes up.
Yeah. I mean, it's very like, especially, well, first of all, I just want to say, like, I completely agree with you. We're not trying to sell anything to anybody. It's like, if this is something you've been wondering about too, you want cleaner hair care, or you want cleaner skincare or makeup or whatever, like, well, we've got some solutions for you if you want to talk about it. And also, if you want that opportunity, if you're hearing this and that sounds appealing to you, like, we want to talk with you more about it, but we're really wanting to meet people wherever they're at. And we feel like there's not a downside to it, because there's a 30-day money-back guarantee if you don't like the products. Like, even if you were to sign up as a market partner and you decided you didn't want to do it, well, you got a lot of products for a lot cheaper than you would have otherwise gotten them. Like, there's really like not a downside to what we're offering here, but we really just want to meet people where they are actually at, because we believe that this can impact you and be good for you. And so it's not so much as a sales pitch as it is like, we're just excited, and we think that if you're interested, then come along.
Yeah. And so how do they do that? How do they come along? Did you already talk about the Zoom calls? And
well, we kind of hit on it, but we'll go into some of the details right now. So Katie and I are going to be doing a discovery Zoom call that we're going to be doing two of them next week. So on Monday the 25th at 6 p.m. Pacific. And then we're also going to do one, I think we agreed, at 9 a.m. my time. So noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Wednesday the 27th. So we wanted to have like two different opportunities, two totally different times of day. So hopefully that can meet people where they're at and they can join us. And that is there's no pressure in that call. It's not like if you show up to that call, you have to sign up or anything is being expected of you.
Goodness, no.
Yeah, no, none of that. Like, it's really just, we want to share, I think, even deeper about some of the opportunities specifically right now, why right now is a good time to come on, because Katie and I are building this team from scratch, and we're really wanting to kind of bring in the central players of our team. And also it's fourth quarter. It's the 10-year anniversary for Monet. So there's a lot of just, you know, opportunities that they are offering that they don't necessarily offer at other times. It's just kind of like a prime time to be doing it. So we'll be sharing more about that, more about the structure of the company. And like, if you're interested in all of that, or if you have specific questions about the products, that's the time to come and meet with us. Like, face-to-face, basically, so that we can talk about it with you guys. So again, that's going to be Monday the 25th at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and then Wednesday the 27th at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. And you will also be able to find links to those Zoom calls in the show notes for this episode, and I'll be posting them on social media so you can find them really easily. But it's just, it's a chance for us to be able to talk with you guys more about it. So whether it's the product you're interested in or the opportunity or both, come join us. Like, we really just want to talk with you guys and continue to share why we're so excited about it. Yeah. So, and we're going to be fun too, you guys. I know we get lost in like this is why these products are so cool and this is an amazing opportunity or whatever, but Katie and I are a good time. So
yeah, and we have fun plans. Like, I mean, yes, we're serious about building a community and nurturing and fostering relationship within that community. Like, we have talked about that for years and years and years on the podcast, and this is an opportunity to give that back to you guys to experience exactly that. And so that's what gets me really excited, is yeah, that kind of opportunity to just link arms together and just do something fun and make an impact for our families.
Yeah. Really get to know you guys, do fun things. We have fun behind the scenes, like things that we have planned for our team, and just getting that like FaceTime with Marco Polo's and like it's like a fun new opportunity that we just want to get people in on. Like, it's just the most exciting time when you're excited and it's new and we can all do it together, because we're kind of all starting out at the same time. So
yeah. Yeah. So we wanted to give a little bit of time to really think about it, pray about it.
Yeah.
Decide if this is something you do want to learn more about, and then take that bold step and just come meet with us and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Nothing weird.
Yeah. Just fun and more information. And don't worry, this is now not like a Monet podcast. Like, it's not the only thing we're going to talk about. Katie will be on many more times in the future. Yeah. And there will be things where we don't even, you know, mention it, I'm sure. But we did, because we are like really going for this. Like, we're not being shy about it. We're not being apologetic about it. We're really building something, and we want to build something with you guys. We just felt like we had to take this opportunity to talk with you guys about it and share our hearts about it and why we're so excited.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And how we can come alongside you, so you don't feel like, if you want to take advantage of the opportunity, we're not going to be asking you to cold call people from high school. There are ways of doing this that do not include that. And we aren't going to just give you like vague answers of just like, we'll just talk to people, or like, we're going to help you more, handhold you along the way, so it doesn't have to feel so intimidating.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'm really kind of doing it along with you guys too, as far as like, Katie and I were talking about this morning, like, I'm building a new Instagram, like, I'm building that from scratch. So it's not like we're even expecting you to like, well, you need to have a really large social media following and you need to like, well, no, I'm starting that from basically nothing too. I'm starting over and kind of doing it along with you guys. Like, how can we make it work? And how do you do this now? And so you don't have to feel like you're out in left field, or you don't have what it takes to be successful with this, because you really do. I mean, Katie and I both even feel like, you know, she just moved to Indiana. I don't feel like I have a lot of local infrastructure even to be talking to or like sharing about it with, but yet it's still come up really naturally in conversation with the few people that I have talked to about it, you know, or just not even meaning to talk with them about it. And it's come up, you know? So I think that we are coming in from a good place where we're not expecting you to go knock on doors, and you know, it's going to be a more organic process than that. And we're building too, so we can really meet you where you're at.
Well said.
All right. Well, that's what's new with us. Building a new thing. So we hope that those of you who are interested will come along for the ride. It's going to be fun.
Yes.
All right. We'll talk again soon. I'll see you guys on Monday.
Bye.
Bye. All right. That is it for today's episode. I know it was jam-packed with so many things that we are hoping to get you guys involved with us, whether you are just wanting more information or you're wanting to buy product or figure out how to deal with your hair woes or your skin woes or anything like that. We would love to connect with you guys. You can find us over on Instagram. You can find Katie at Katie M. Duckett, and you can find me at MK Wellness and Beauty. You will also be able to find the links, as we mentioned, for those discovery calls that we will be doing next Monday and Wednesday. So Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and then also Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. We will be going into all the details and hoping to see a lot of you there. It's going to be a really fun time. We might even do some giveaways. It's going to be good. So come and join us at one of those two calls. Again, you can find all of those details, including the links to be able to get there, in today's show notes, which you can find at mackenziekappa.com. Just click on podcast, you'll be able to find the show notes there, or swipe up in whatever app you are listening to this on, and you will be able to find the show notes there, including those links. I will also be posting them on social media and in my newsletter, so there will be lots of places for you to find the links to those discovery calls. We really hope to see you there. All right, that is it for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. And until next week, go be bold and gracious.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.